You're listening to another tasty dish from the larder. Recipes for fresh thinking, cooking up new ways of being.
So hello, I'm Jackie Walker, tour guide for the Cube of Karma and recipes for fresh thinking. This afternoon I have with me Lauren Northey, another tour guide, and we together are going to add the flavour collection into the larder. Lauren, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, Jackie, how are you?
Fantastic. I'm delighted and really excited that you've chosen collection for us today, because, you know, I think the word collection drums up a whole heap of different images and ideas for people. In your experience, how do you relate to collection? How, when you're using it, do you use it consciously?
I think I use it consciously and unconsciously, to be honest with you. And I think it's something that, for me, I'm a bit of an adventurer, observer, always looking for a new way and a different way to improve upon the things that I'm already doing. And collection for me, somehow, I don't know, makes me excited, because I kind of watch what other people are doing and I integrate it into what I'm doing, and then I see where that works and where perhaps I could, you know, merge something else in and just collect it in my own little toolbox, if you like, to be able to be used in the best way that I can use it.
Yes. And do you notice when to pick something up and how to collect? Do you have a specific pattern or strategy to do that?
I think when I'm working with clients, I tend to listen and observe to what the stories that they're telling me, or the reasons for things that have happened in their lives, and I kind of collect the triggers, if you like, and the little patterns that they're using, and then I can then use them to be able to help them to overcome whatever it is they, you know, they want to change. With myself, I think sometimes I kind of quite happily going along, and then all of a sudden it's like something whacks me around the head, and then all of a sudden I go, ah, oh, there it is again. It's kind of, you know, the three signs, you know, pebble on the foot, then you get the stick in front of you, and then you get the whack with the branch. So I'm kind of the whack with the branch, now I've got it. So it's a collection of signs, maybe.
Yes, do you know, I think that's a lovely one, because it's, one can be the pebble on the shoe, as you say, that might just be an accident, but eventually when it's happened often enough, you realize that there's a pattern to it. And I think collection can show patterns up quite well. It shows up the where things connect, just as you say, when you're working with your clients. Yeah, really interesting. But you're collecting with a purpose, though, is another thing that we recognize in flavors of thought. Because if you're just collecting everything, then there's no discrimination. So it's important to have a discrimination in this, isn't there?
Well, there is as well. And you know, we go through life with our filters, and it's very important that, you know, you have the right filters for the focus that you want to be planning, you know, to make, well, come to fruition, if you like, whatever your goal is. So it is important to be collecting the right things, because if you're not, and you're just, you know, absorbing all the information and collecting everything, whether it's going to be useful for that particular purpose or not, then you can get overwhelmed and drowned out with everything. So it is very, it's very, very important.
Kind of reminds me, I'll go a bit off tangent here, but it kind of reminds me of having a capsule wardrobe and accessorizing it in a way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, if people go into their wardrobes, I remember if somebody said that women must be terrible shoppers. Oh, why is that? Because they spend their lives shopping and still look in their wardrobe and say they've got nothing to wear. Whereas in fact, the wardrobes are absolutely groaning and creaking. And that's usually because of indiscriminate purchases, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And also, I think it's not being aware of what you already have and what it is you actually want or need, you know, and there's a distinction between those as well. We can collect lots of things that maybe we think we want, but actually when we've got them, hence the overpacked wardrobe of clothes you've never wore, when you've actually got them, you find out that, you know, there was no point to collecting them because they're actually not for you.
Yes, absolutely. So good, and at the same point in collection, it's important to recognise, of course, that it's okay to actually get rid of it all and start afresh.
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing more empowering than a good old clear out. And, you know, it's metaphorical. Once you clear out your wardrobe or your environment, then you clear out your mind as well. And that's actually the best way to be. If you're not sure of perhaps where you want to go or what you want to do, it probably is the best first step to be aware of what you're actually doing at the moment and collecting. And okay, well, let's bin all that for now, or just park it somewhere. And if then we require or can use that stuff in the future, that's fine, because we can bring it back out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very true as well. I mean, look at some of the treasured hoards that people have, that you know, antiques and vintage stuff have a purpose. For it might not be for me, but it might be for someone else. So you can use the collections that you create for other things, you know. So you've got like stately homes, which are full of collections of art, for instance, or time periods, things from their time in history, which becomes its own entity. You know, it wasn't necessarily built for that purpose, but that's what it's become now.
That's it. And I think with collection as well, there's a sort of flowing element to it as well, because, you know, like you say, you can have different collections if you like, you know, and you bring them out when it's relevant to be used. It doesn't mean you have to be solely focused on one thing. You can be, you know, multi-talented. It's just that the talents or collection that you need for one thing are not relevant to be used with the other. Mm. And as long as you can distinguish with your filters, you know, so you're using both to the best of the abilities, there's absolutely no problem with that.
Mm. What's the most exciting thing or fascinating thing about collections for you?
For me, I think it's seeing the symbols or recognizing the signs, either in myself or somebody else, that when you can just either stop them in their tracks and begin collecting something else, or simply, you know, that they're collecting all these things, but actually the one thing that would really, really be beneficial is the one thing, for whatever reason, they're failing to notice. And it's just kind of putting it all together in a way that's, you know, a bit like a jigsaw, putting that final piece in and just really seeing the result that's going to be best for everyone, really.
Mm. That's lovely. And life is just a collection, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
Our lives are just a collection of experiences.
Yep.
And what a beautiful way to look at them. So when we remember that thoughts are the way for us to make sense of our lives, it's what we think of our life, and we can change our thoughts, change our world and change our lives at the same time.
Well, that's right. And when we say that, you know, we are our own masterpiece, then that's exactly what that is, isn't it? It's a collection of oddities and amazingness that makes us what we are.
Totally. Absolutely. Totally. Wonderful. Well, what are you collecting right now? And Lauren, thank you so much for sharing with us your insight on collection. It really is such a wonderful thing to look at. And that's us for today, unless there's another thing you would like to share with us today, Lauren.
No, I'd just like to say thank you, Jackie. It was really, really good fun. And just to encourage everybody to go out and, you know, collect the right thoughts and create the right patterns and behaviours to be and do whatever they want to be and do.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Lauren. That was great.